Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Live on this January 1st, 2022 broadcast, welcome to Rosie on the House, now entering our 34th year, being every Arizona homeowner's best friend. 10 o'clock hour, it is our third and final hour. The open home hour, open to you, the Arizona homeowner, whatever you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, or you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. We've been talking in our 8 o'clock hour. It was a carryover from last year because we didn't, even though Christmas is always on December 25th, it was a detail we missed putting it together, and it scheduled Farmer Greg as usual. So we rolled him over to January 1st. We had that 9 o'clock hour. We had Dr. Dean in talking about the history of good and bad neighbors in Arizona. And this hour, again, it's the open home hour, and we'll also be talking about laying out the home maintenance plan for 2022, making sure that we're keeping and maintaining our home in a working order. There's many times people move and they get a lot of stuff done to sell the home, and they get done and they're like, man, why didn't we do this when we lived here? It's so nice now.
Yeah, exactly. I can tell you, after remodeling homes in Arizona for 45 years, I can almost guarantee in the next 4 to 6 weeks, the little remodeling company will start getting phone calls from housewives that say, well, he tried to get this project done for Christmas, and we ran out of time. And the last three steps still haven't got done, or got done so hurriedly, we need to undo it and put it back together correctly. So that's one of the casualties of the holiday seasons. We get big number of phone calls in July, August. People thinking ahead, knowing they've got guests coming for the holidays, starting projects that they want a commitment out of us. Can you be done by Christmas? And so a lot of you do-it-yourselfers tackle a project, maybe don't quite understand the depth or degree of subcontractor coordination or supply chain dilemmas that we had in particular this past year, and you get stuck with people arriving from the airport, and you've got fans blowing the paint dry. Little projects that maybe didn't get done. Maybe if you have one of those, you could give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We'll help talk you through it. Now, it finally has turned a little cool. It's been a very mild fall so far. I have something y'all can all do this morning that will pay big dividends all year long. Cold generally seeks heat. If you walk around the outside walls of your house and put your hand on every electrical receptacle, you will feel a cool breeze blowing in that switch box or that electric receptacle. Put your hands around the door threshold, the door jams, the weather stripping, the window jams and weather stripping. You can literally feel the cold migrating into your home on these colder, cooler winter mornings. Well, folks, if cold seeks warm, what do you think is happening in the summer? Every place that cold is seeping into your home this winter is going to be seeping out of your home this summer. So this is an excellent opportunity to kind of take an assessment of how tight your home can be. And it really just takes the palm of your hand and a couple of minutes walking around and just taking note of what areas. If you've got an electrical receptacle that is in the same wall cavity, if it's a framed home, and you have an outdoor receptacle and an indoor receptacle in the same cavity, it is a direct link. It is a direct bridge, the outside to the inside. And you'll literally catch drafts by just putting your hand on the face of that electrical junction box. Those electrical trim plates can all be removed. You could get a little expanding foam, seal those up, a little caulk, seal them up. And if you would do that on every electrical receptacle that's located on an outside wall of your home, it would be the equivalent of closing one open window. And in July and August, with your air conditioning going, would you ever deliberately leave one window wide open? Well, that's what you're doing if you haven't sealed up those electrical J-boxes all the way around the outside of your house. So that's one thing you could do today. Kind of take note. The repairs for it are very simple. It's not expensive, and it will pay you dividends from the day you get it done. That's just one example.
And the first example in our article talks about changing air filters. And I only brought this up because Dr. Dean had a very interesting story about an air filter that hadn't been changed in so long. It created what to happen?
It created ice on top of the air conditioning unit on top of the roof of the house in May.
Because it was sucking air so hard because the air filter was so clogged up and dirty that it froze the pump in May.
Now, this wasn't at your house. No. This is someone you heard the story, right?
We witnessed this. And literally, the air conditioning guys are out there with a hose and chipping the ice off. So that was a pretty expensive phone call to come and change the filter.
Defrost. come defrost our evaporative coil.
And a good air filter should still cost you less than $5 a month to replace that. Every time you do your electric bill, change that air filter. We change the oil in our vehicles, but we don't think to change the air filters in our mechanical unit. And if you think about it, your air conditioning unit works a lot longer day in and day out than your vehicle engine, unless you're, you know, like a truck driver, somebody that spends 12 hours on the road a day.
I had a real quick question about the outlet things. What about the penetrations that come into the house for cable?
Same is true. At any penetration.
Yeah. So, because I know, like in our house, there's several places where the cables are run in the attic, but then they pop out and then through the wall somewhere. And so that would be another place that we could check.
Oh, absolutely. Any plumbing penetration, but the electrical receptacles are the one that's most often overlooked. People just don't comprehend the bridge those make through the insulation. And I know there's people walking around homes right now putting their hand in, wow, holy cow. And all of that that's coming in right now is going to be going out when you've got your air conditioner fired up this summer.
And I don't live in a home that has a heat pump for heating anymore. You know, our switch is over to gas during the wintertime. And so I don't know, was this morning cold enough that the air coming out of the register felt cold?
Well, I think when I got in my car this morning, it was like 46 degrees. So your house thermostat's going to be set something above 46 degrees, I think.
And I've seen anywhere from like 30 to 28 degrees is supposed to be tomorrow night's low.
We could see a freeze. That's right.
If you're in a home that uses an electric heat pump to heat your home, it's going to feel cold tomorrow morning. Now, that air is still, you know, 90 degrees, but your body temperature is hotter than that, so it's cooler than your body, so it feels like cold air coming out. It's not, that's just how hot an electric heat pump can pump. Once the sun comes up, it'll kick in, but those real cold mornings, there's about 6 to 8 hours that it feels a little nippy.
It's a big question we get from newcomers because they're used to a gas furnace that's generating airflow of 110, 115 degrees. And when it comes on, you can feel it while you read the newspaper at the breakfast table, kind of warm air kind of hit the back of your neck. Well, with a heat pump, it's going to be below your body temperature, so it's going to feel like a cool breeze. Mm-hmm. But it is actually working to keep your home at that desired temperature of whatever you keep it at, 76, 78, or whatever. But it is not that warm air you may be accustomed to. So let's...
So no need to alarm or start calling, you know, wait. If it's noon and it's still cold, okay, maybe time to make a call. But early in the morning, just...
Especially another, cold, wet mornings.
Another blanket or sweater and another cup of coffee and, you know, wait it out a little bit.
When I ask my air conditioning experts to explain air conditioning, they basically just tell you, look, it's the removal of heat, okay? And a heat pump just reverses the air conditioner. So on cold, wet mornings, your heat pump is trying to collect all the warm, dry air it can find outside and move it into your home. And when it's 30 degrees after a little winter rain like we had, there isn't enough warm air, not enough warm ingredients to the atmosphere for that heat pump to move warm air inside. So that's one of the challenges of a heat pump. That's why when I'm shopping homes, it's like the third thing on my list. It's got to be masonry. It can't have a backyard facing the west. And it's got to be dual energy. Those are like just three. One, two, and three. And I don't ever want to be located on a T intersection where headlights are blaring into my front of the house as people are coming up to stop signs. So those are four of my real high criteria buying objectives. But it doesn't matter. I haven't bought a home in 40 years.